Here we go again. It never ends. You know how sometimes I'll say that the media will just make up stories of pretend racism? Today is a prime example of that. Sunday night, LeBron James and Isaiah Stewart got into a fight. LeBron elbowed him in the face during a foul shot. Isaiah Stewart got pissed off about it. A small fight ensued, something that used to happen in the NBA all the time when the league was full of alpha males. Doesn't happen often in the NBA anymore. But this story was big news for, I don't know, 12, 24 hours, only because it involved LeBron James. It was only the second time in his long NBA career that LeBron had ever been ejected from a game. Other than that, this was really a non-story. I had a couple of you guys reach out to me about it. I didn't cover it because, I mean, what was there to say about it? If you want to see the fight, if you can even call it a fight, it's all over the internet if you're interested. But that should have been end of story. It remained in the news cycle, like I said, for 18, 24 hours, and then everyone moved on. Everyone, of course, except Caron Phillips at Deadspin. Oh, Caron, the top name on my list of irrelevant social justice warriors. You have relevant SJWs, people with an actual platform, an actual voice that others might listen to. Then you have SJWs like Caron Phillips, who are actively trying to build their media careers by race baiting and dividing people. You guys know how I feel about Deadspin. It's garbage. It's shit. Nothing you read on Deadspin is factual or true. It's owned by Go Media, the same company that owns The Onion. That should tell you all you need to know about Deadspin and the writers who work there. We have talked about Caron Phillips before here on the channel. I don't remember the topic, but I'm sure it was some woke bullshit that he was pushing. But he has really stepped up his game for this one. His imagination is running wild. There are some in the media, and even in NBA circles, trying to draw comparisons to what happened in Detroit Sunday night to the Malice in the Palace back in 2004. And for my younger audience out there, back in November of 04, Pacers Pistons, players from Indiana got into a fight with fans into the arena. Ron Artest, Steven Jackson, Jermaine O'Neal. The one person who really got screwed in that entire ordeal was Reggie Miller. It was the final season of his career. The Pacers had championship aspirations. They had a good chance to win the title that year. Hell, even with three-fifths of their starting lineup missing, they still made the playoffs. Indiana had a squad that season. There's a great documentary on Netflix about what happened back in 04. You should go check it out. I highly recommend it. But what happened Sunday night? That was not even close to what happened back in 2004. This was simply a situation that escalated. Tempers flared for a little bit. Isaiah Stewart lost his cool. That's it. End of story. Lasted 2.5, 3, maybe 4 minutes. It was over. Caron Phillips is one of those in the media trying to draw comparisons to 2004. But instead of drawing comparisons to what happened on the court, in the arena, he is trying to draw comparisons to the reaction from the media and society to what happened back in 04. The title of his shitty article, "Beware of the Racially Coded Language That Will Be Used When Discussing LeBron James and Isaiah Stewart." Oh, beware. Are you scared yet? Are you worried? I know me personally, when I went to sleep Sunday night, I was just so scared of the racially coded language that we were going to see on Monday morning. What the hell is racially coded language? What does that even mean? Luckily, good old Caron, he explains it for us. He says, "I am here to warn you about racially coded language. You will see terms like animal behavior, barbaric." Nickelback had a single years ago called Animal. Was that racially coded language? Maroon 5, same song title. Was that racially coded? The UFC has been described many times as being barbaric. Is that racially coded? I'm trying to decipher the code here. Caron Phillips said that he was sure someone would use the word thug to describe LeBron James and Isaiah Stewart. LeBron James has a lot of critics. I've been one of them. There have been many things said about LeBron James over the past 20 years. Not one time have I seen anybody describe LeBron James as a thug. You can call him a social justice warrior. You can say he's woke. You can claim LeBron's out of touch, uninformed. LeBron James is many things, but the dude has never been a thug. Caron Phillips also claimed that people would start to look into the past of Isaiah Stewart, trying to see if he has character issues, seeing if his father was active in his life as a child. Caron Phillips' imagination was in overdrive for this article, making all these wild predictions. The only problem is, none of them came true. Clearly, this dude is out of his mind. You really think in 2021 the woke media is going to say anything negative about the NBA, NBA players, LeBron James? They've become the NBA's propaganda machine. 99% of media stories on the NBA are all positive. They even cover up the fact that NBA ratings are in steep decline. They spend most of their time trying to convince you that the NBA is as popular as it's ever been. Caron Phillips made these bullshit predictions based on the media's reaction to what happened in 2004. Back then, the media was shitting all over the NBA. NBA players were accused of not knowing how to act in a civilized society. Keith Olbermann called them gangster wannabes. Bob Costas said, too many players in the league have actions and attitudes that portray a thug mentality. But Caron Phillips, he leaves out an important piece to that story. Back in 2004, you could make the case all of that was true. At that time, 40% of NBA players had been convicted of a serious crime, a felony. Not charged, I'm talking about convicted. Damn near half the league had a criminal record. The media renamed the Portland Trail Blazers the Portland Jail Blazers. Seemingly every week, an NBA player was being arrested for something. During the 2001-2002 season, 33 NBA players were involved in a domestic violence complaint. David Stern had to clean up the league. It was destroying it. That's why he implemented the dress code, which, if it's not back, it needs to come back. You see some of the things NBA players are wearing nowadays? I think most people would welcome back the style of 2004. At least NBA players back then dressed like men. In 2021, you have Russell Westbrook wearing a damn dress. Kyle Kuzma the other night walking into the arena in an oversized pink bedsheet, looking like he's getting ready to pose for his Grindr profile. But it was not a racial thing in 2004 when Keith Olbermann, Bob Costas were saying the NBA was full of thugs. It was factual. You don't have to be black to be a thug. There are a shitload of white thugs walking the streets. According to Caron Phillips, that was not facts that they were speaking back then. That was clearly hate speech. Keith Olbermann and Bob Costas hate black people. Yeah. Keith Olbermann, Princess Woke, hates black people. You see how ridiculous these people are? They just make shit up. This article was 3 minutes of my time of complete bullshit. Nothing Caron Phillips said was true. I take it back. One thing. There was one thing that he said that was true. One sentence. Let's not act like sense has become common. That is the most factual statement Caron Phillips has ever written. Since it's not common to 8% of the population, Caron Phillips has proven to us many times he doesn't possess common sense. If he did, he wouldn't be trying to spin what happened Sunday night into a potential racial issue. Notice I said potential. He was predicting racism that didn't exist. I skimmed through a lot of articles on what happened Sunday night. I could not find one article with racial undertones. Not one. This is what the woke have come to. Making up pretend racism. Caron Phillips said Sunday night was a triggering event to the past. To who? To who? Who in the hell was triggered by what happened Sunday night? Besides Caron Phillips, who was triggered by what happened? The only person who tried to spin this into a racial issue was Caron Phillips. All right, let me know what you guys think of this journalist making up racism. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_BTL84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.